Hey, thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast.
I'm Megan. I have a 16-year-old daughter named Tana from my previous marriage who is with us full time. And in 2018, I married my husband, Chris. His daughter, Lena, is 9 from his previous marriage.
And I'm Derek, and I have Zeke, who's 11, Kingston, who's 9 from a previous marriage, and married Jesse in 2018, and she didn't have any kids, but now we have one on the way. So walk with us as we share our crazy blended lives. All right, on this episode of the Blended Podcast, we're going to be looking at the positives.
That's right.
Of a blended family. We got talking about it, and not that we always just talk about the negatives,
no.
But we address what can be negative.
Right, the problems or things we face that are negative in a blended family. So we thought, what if we talk about the benefits of a blended family instead of all of the, this is what could go wrong, here's how we dealt with it.
Yeah, here's how to use your parachute other than enjoy the flight.
Absolutely. And we have a few points here that are things like, I think we know, but I didn't really realize or hadn't really thought about. Like, blended families can actually lead to happier kids. Because you have to remember, you've been through a divorce. You've came through that rocky episode of where, you know, probably you got divorced because it wasn't what's best for the kids.
Right. Or maybe you came from a single parent situation where you were never married, never with the person.
Right.
So then they see the single parent struggle life.
Right.
And so what it does is it brings more happiness to you.
Yep.
And if you're more happy.
Guess what? When mama's happy, listen, everybody's happy.
Yeah, no, we say in my house, when mama ain't happy, nobody's happy.
Right.
So it's the same principle.
Yep.
You are happier. There's probably less anxiety, maybe less fighting. And let's go ahead and throw it out there. Fighting is not what ends marriages.
No.
Unhealthy fighting.
Right.
Unhealthy habits.
Right.
Unhealthy decisions or treatment.
Yeah.
Is what ends marriages or relationships.
Right.
Fighting, when it's healthy,
right,
when it's fair, can lead to resolutions and more happiness for people.
And it's so important, I think, just in general as parents that we remember just what Derek said. Fighting is healthy. So if your kids maybe see you in a disagreement, don't let it end there for them. Let them see you come to the resolution of it. Because I think sometimes we're like, oh, let's move this whole conversation over here out of the way. But they never see that you come to the resolution.
We try to balance it. Like in my house, like we try to balance it. We try not to argue in front of the kids just because we don't want to cause anxiety.
Right.
But if
it happens,
then we'll let them see it. Or if it's getting one of those where it's like, okay, maybe it's about them. Maybe it's about a situation. Maybe it's about something they don't need to be a part of.
Of course.
We will go to our bedroom, whatever, shut the door, tell them to go downstairs, play video games, give distance. And then when we're done, sit down with them and be like, listen, we know you heard us arguing.
Right.
This is what it was about. This is why it's important. This is the decision. And kind of walk them through that healthy disagreement.
Yeah, absolutely. Because here's the bottom line. Kids want that happy family. Maybe they see their friends, you know, well, their parents. Of course, it's like when you see your friends' parents, it's like what we see on Facebook. You only see the good things. You don't live in that home. You don't know what, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's the 90s sitcom family.
Right. But kids want that. Ultimately, that's what they want. And so if you being remarried is what has brought that happy family into their life, those kids are going to be happier. So it's a benefit of a blended family. Yep. You're happier. Your kids are happier. Also, being in a blended family can lead to better problem-solving skills. Like we said, they've been through the divorce. They've saw your problem-solving skills probably grow through this, having to get along with your ex and make decisions and work things out. So they are more likely to be flexible and learn to problem solve themselves.
And, you know, we just talked about it. There's about 39 other episodes that you can go listen to that are about problem solving skills. The different things that arise, the different things that pop up.
Yeah.
And we're not even just talking through the divorce. There are problems when you get married. There are problems figuring out schedules with figuring out meal plans and and how we're going to parent, how we're going to discipline, how we're going to behave, how we're going to
how they're going to get along with new siblings.
And so there's a lot of problem solving skills. Like, can you imagine, like, Tana being an only child for, what, 14 years?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden having a sibling who's way younger.
Right.
And having to figure out, how do we argue? How do we
build
a relationship? There are a lot of problems that could come with that.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, the people that succeed in life, mm-hmm. lots of times, are great problem solvers.
Yeah.
They are able to adjust. They are able to flow. They are able to kind of move throughout problems and situations.
Right.
And in the end, come to a healthy, happy result.
Yeah. So it's a benefit. I mean, think about it. Kids in a family that's just your traditional family, they're not going to see probably as many struggles and as many things to try to get through as someone who's came through a divorce and saw all of the negotiation that needs done and learning to deal with those things. But another perk, another benefit, more family members. So that's more people to love your kids and more people to pour into them. The thing that came to my mind was my husband told me when I first met him that when his mom married his stepdad,
yep.
he said, you know, at first it was not like, you know, because of course it's different. It's like, this, who is this guy? This is not my dad. You know, that he was a teenager. So of course, you know, when you're 12, 13, 14, those are the thoughts you have. But as he got into high school, he developed a relationship with his stepdad and he was like, he's who taught me how to hunt. Like, he's right. who said, hey, let's go do this. And that was something they shared. He's like, that wasn't something my dad was interested in.
Right.
So I would have never learned that from my dad. But having this stepdad taught me something and the love for something that I probably never would have had I not been in a blended family.
And I'll be honest, every time I have met a significant other of my boy's mom, mm-hmm. that is one of the conversations I have with them. Listen,
right
here, I'm going to put my expectations out there for you. I'm not with them every single day.
Right.
There are things that I'm good at that right. I'm going to need you to also, if you can, model and do for them and help them learn.
Right.
But there are also a lot of things that I'm not good at or I've never done.
Right.
I'm not a builder.
Right.
I'm not a fixer upper. I'm not gonna
right.
I'm not gonna work on my own car.
Right.
I'm not gonna take them hunting. I'm not gonna right. do this and that.
If that's a skill you have, please.
Yes, please teach them.
Right.
Because I can remember and nothing against my dad, but my dad wasn't a handyman.
Right. Well, which is probably why you're not a handyman, you know.
I mean, I've had to kind of be self-taught as I've got older, you right. know. Fortunately, a lot of my life, my dad made good money that we could afford to pay people to come right. do it. I was a youth pastor for a long time. I work in radio.
right.
Don't always have that luxury.
Right.
So I've had to learn.
Thank you, YouTube.
right. I've learned to build a deck watching right. YouTube. But I'm thinking for my boys,
yeah.
how awesome would that have been to learn that as a kid? Right. And it just be second nature because there's so much more stuff that you can accomplish in life right. when you're a learner and people are pouring into you.
Absolutely. And more independent kids. That's what you get. That is a benefit of a blended family. A lot of them learn to be independent. They're more likely to get a job because they're like, hey, I want to take care of myself. I want to, you know, have things for mine because now I have, you know, these step siblings or whatever. Like, we're sharing everything. So I want to be able to take care of myself, more self-reliant.
I can 100% without a doubt say that only works for certain kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I've got two boys, completely
became
different.
Less self-reliant.
One is
more
less,
people to do stuff for them.
One is less self-reliant.
Right.
One is way more mature and self-sufficient. So my oldest, Zeke, you've heard from him. He was on a podcast. Hard to believe an 11-year-old could come in and communicate the things that he did. But that's him. And that's what this divorce and remarriage has brought. Like, I can look at him every night
right.
and say, hey, pack your lunch, lay out your clothes,
right?
Do this, do that. And he can get all that done. And by the end, I'm usually going, hey, will you find your brother a pair of shorts? Because he can't do it.
right.
You know, or, hey, Zeke, can you set an alarm? Make sure you and your bub get up.
Right.
I'll be there to pick you up at this time to get you to school.
Right.
Done. I can say, hey, I need you to do the done. And so, right. But that started out of the single dad life.
And it might be the order of the children, too.
I think it is. But it also has to do with, like, the single dad life. Like,
right.
We lived
in a
phase that I had to depend on him. And sometimes I'll look at him and apologize and be like, dude, sometimes I feel like you had to grow up a lot faster. And I'm sorry if you feel that way, if you ever feel that way.
Right.
But, you know, when you're in first and second grade, probably shouldn't be packing your own lunches.
Right.
But, like,
I needed help.
I needed help.
Right.
Like, because I've got one that could barely get himself dressed in the morning. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So, I 100% agree with this. He's already talking about what's his first job going to be.
See?
My second one's going to live in my basement for the rest of his life and probably not have a job.
You
no, I'm just joking. But that statement is so true, and I think that it will make him go way further. And I mean, just like this, he's designing his own deck of cards. He takes and buys like playing cards and draws on them.
Now,
he's not a very good drawer, but he enjoys doing it.
Yeah.
He's already asking me how to set up a Pinterest, how to set up an Etsy, how to start selling these making it at 11 years old.
Entrepreneur.
I love it. Get rich, buddy. Get
That's
rich.
Right.
Daddy could use some help.
Yep. And a happy remarriage. This is so awesome. Like, the benefit of a happy remarriage is it's such a good model for our kids because – maybe, like I said, maybe your previous marriage or maybe the single parent life that you lived prior to your marriage didn't really show them what a good marriage is. They don't have a good model, a good example of what marriage is. I mean, I've heard my daughter over the years, you know, prior to my remarriage say, I'm never getting married.
Right.
I'm never going to do that because I don't want to go through the things you've went through. You know what I mean? And that's heartbreaking because I want her to want those things.
Right.
But a happy remarriage is the model they need and can actually even reduce the odds of children in a blended family from divorce later on in life because they've seen a negative relationship and they've seen a positive relationship. They know what to look for and they know what they want.
Right. Do you think that there's a negative stereotype with this, though, for women? Like, this is more geared, like, a lot of times when you hear people talk about that, like, you hear it talked about, like, hey, you just had a terrible marriage. You need to find a man that's going to treat you right and be a good
man.
Like, I feel like I do. Like, I feel like a lot of times.
I just choked on my spit.
You're good.
I felt it. I was like, I'm going to get choked. I'm going to get choked.
I feel like a lot of times, like, guys get a pass. Like, they don't, we don't ever really say, well, I hope you find a wife that does this, treats you good. It's always like a negative stereotype towards guys, but aimed towards girls.
Right.
And, like, I think about it and I'm like, you know, I want my boys to see me love someone well.
Right.
But that takes someone in my life that allows me
to love them well.
To love them well.
Right,
and so
absolutely.
I think we need to be careful there in how we look at it.
Right.
It's a two-way street. It's up to both. Like, my kids need to see from my wife how a woman should allow a man to love her well.
Right. Because
and expect
you being
it
a great,
and demand it.
Right. You being a great husband in a new remarriage and your wife blowing you off all the time and not being a good wife is not going to teach your kids what a marriage model should look like.
No, it has to be a healthy balance of
from both
someone
of
loving well and someone being able to be loved well.
Of course.
So that they see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm. I recommend counseling for all blended families. Look, we can all learn something. You know what I mean? And a lot of times in the beginning, things are great. And you think, you know, I'll never forget when I first got remarried, my pastor gave me a book and I started flipping through. He's like, this is a book. You need to read this for your second marriage.
Yes.
And I'm flipping through it and I'm like, this is about a bunch of problems. We don't have these problems.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I recommend to my pastor to not hand that book to someone who's just getting married and is in the honeymoon stage, but to say, put this book away in a year.
Yeah.
Get this book back out, then read it,
yeah,
and maybe it will be beneficial to you. Because I think sometimes we get caught up in the everything's great, it's going to be great, it's wonderful. I mean, just like our kids do.
Right.
Then you get into it, and it's like, oh, You know, it's okay to reach out for help. It's okay to
100%
seek that counseling.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, yes, it will teach and can teach your kids how to be in a more healthy, productive relationship later. And it also can show them what kind of things they want to look for and they don't want to look for.
That's right. It can also teach them some good negotiation skills. I'm just
saying. 100%.
Absolutely.
So hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode. Listen.
We love bringing some of the positive.
Yes. I think I read a statistic that like 70% of college age kids now.
Yeah.
That step families, blended families, divorced families.
Yeah.
Is normal. They don't even think anything
about
it. Yeah,
they don't have negative thoughts of being in a blended family growing up. Like 70% of them are like, oh no, it was good.
So what we're trying to do is really rewire like your and our thoughts on blended families. Like, you know, being in church, like I'll be honest. I remember one of the first conversations I ever had with my wife on the phone. Like, not like, oh, hey, how are you? How was your day? Like, getting into the conversation, it was only like a week after meeting her. Like, I remember stopping the conversation and I was like, listen, I just got to ask you a question. Like, I'm divorced.
Right.
I'm a single dad. I'm a pastor.
Right.
And there's a lot of baggage there. Are you okay with those things? When in reality, like,
right.
None of that should have been negative.
No, but, and I mean, as believers in the church, there is a lot of negativity to divorce, a lot of negativity to, you know, remarriages and things like that. But I think a lot of that's changing.
I hope.
You know what I mean? I think we're turning a corner with that and people are seeing that this is a healthy marriage. This is the marriage that God designed. So.
And I was thriving at the time. I was a single dad. I was working. Like, I was doing all the things and
that
thriving
have played
at
a part.
It. And here my self-worth was in three titles that should have never mattered. And I really think if we look at the positives and we can rewire our thinking about blended families and how they're perceived, like it's no longer the Brady Bunch era.
No.
We grew up on that and we should have taken that and been like, that worked.
Yeah.
But we didn't. It became like, okay, so you got the Brady Bunch.
Oh, you guys, these aren't your kids. You guys are divorced and remarried. Yes. You know what I mean? We just see that negative when in reality we know the benefits and the positive part.
We saw the blended family of like Full House and like I said, the Brady Bunch, and we never realized how good that worked for those kids.
Yeah.
But then we would rather look at like Step by Step or Family Matters or Growing Pain. And like, oh, that's the way it should be. And like if you look at the two sets of different families, the blended
got along better.
They got through they
figured
problems
it out better
a lot easier than the other one. And so man, I don't know, that was kind of on our thoughts, our checklist of what we want to talk about. Hopefully that helps you. Hey, if you would do us a huge solid favor, would you head over to wherever you listen to this podcast? Would you
like
subscribe so that you get the episodes every week. But would you also give us like a 5-star rating?
Yeah, 5-star's good.
4-star is great. Would you just give us a rating?
Right.
Leave us a comment. Yeah. One, it lets us know some feedback on what we're doing. 41 episodes in.
Right.
We want to get better. But it also, the more that's done, the more that it will come up in the algorithms and more people who might need to hear this.
Yeah.
We'll be introduced to it.
Absolutely. The goal here is for all of us, this community of blended families, to do this life together and just things that can help each other. We want you to help us and we want to help you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast with Megan and Derek, a positive alternative radio production. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. You can learn more at walkfm.org.